go. Alright. Welcome to the Tyrell and Jamal Show, where fitness and life are combined always. My name is Tyrell, and this is my co-host,
Jamal.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Another day. I'm excited.
I hear that, man. I'm glad today is Saturday. Man, I had a book opening I was supposed to go to today, but man, my sinuses messing with me. Man, just long week at work. Oh, I see you got this 3D over here. What is that?
I just woke up. Now, this is from one of the fitness people I follow, Christian Guzman. It's okay. It's not a good energy drink. Yeah. Or it's a good tasting energy drink, but it ain't gonna get you all jittery or nothing.
I got
it's
you.
It's more focused. That's what I like.
I got you.
But he just came out with them. They've been selling at GNC, and now we found them in Kroger's. So I was like, I'm gonna support them. Get it and everything. But it's good. You got a Bang. It's pretty much the same thing as a Bang without the creatine and stuff.
Yeah, I know a lot of people tell me that I shouldn't drink the Bang. The Bang gets me where I'm supposed to get at so I can get this workout in.
People don't understand.
Man, I really don't know. I really don't care.
Yep.
I'm not trying to be a model. I'm just trying to be in shape. I just want to be in shape. That's it. Mm-hmm. And if the Bang gets me in shape to where myself thinks I'm in shape,
I'm gonna be straight.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
That's all that matters. I really don't care about what nobody else says. The Bang gets me there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to ever be critiqued.
I feel like people just need to be educated on what they talk about. They'd be like, don't take this. And you're like, come on, man. I know what it is.
Right.
Get me where I gotta get
right.
To.
Right.
If you know what you right. got, if you know what you know, thank you.
Right. That's just like when I say don't drink alcohol. But people want to drink anyways and get drunk.
Hey, let them go.
Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their own thought process, their own perspective of what a certain object or a certain type of piece of equipment or whatever you want to call it is for that specific person and their body and their mind and their brain and the way they do things, their clothes, their fashion.
Yep.
So yeah, man. Hey, it looks good though. The color, I like the color. I might have to try them out. Does it give you like a punch or does it just like mellow you out a little bit?
It's mellow. It's like comes at you slowly, just mellowing it out and everything.
And you said 3D energy drink.
Yep.
You said GNC.
Yep. GNC has.
Okay.
Them.
I'm gonna have to try and check those out.
So at first, what's cool about this is that he had it. It was called Up Energy. That's what he called it first.
Up Energy.
But it was another energy drink called Up 2.
Oh.
But
dang.
Then he had a lawsuit. But then he changed it to 3D. Still kept
before
going.
The lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool then.
So I was like, all right, but it's like I said, it's everything in it is a good pro.
What's his name on Instagram?
Christian Guzman.
Let me find him. Maybe we can connect and do an energy drink too.
Only reason why I found him, my buddy came
talk him in.
When we finally when we got Carrie as a husky or whatever, she was like, or he was like, man, you'll like this dude, follow him. He has a husky as well. I was like,
that's
I'm finding a husky. Right. You already follow him.
Oh, look at that. That lets you know how much I be on here.
Yeah. But nah, he's a cool dude, man. He's smart.
Okay.
He got a clothing brand and a gym as well. He works with another supplement company, but now he has his own energy drinks too, so, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm going to try that and get this Bang out of here, but let me get one more sweet though. Yeah, this guy right here, the Humble Poet, I've been doing a lot of research on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's I write, so, you know, everything that he does when it comes to his poetry, his books, the way he thinks, his mind, you see him, he's a Muslim with the beard. He's dope. Took a picture the other day with J. Cole. He's dope. But if you don't know him, you're going to be like, look at this man here. Who is this?
Yeah.
You know, people do a lot of judging, but not getting to know who that person really is before you even actually speak negatively about them. Man's dope, man. And he's into fitness, too. So
I had to learn that. Some people got to learn that. Because I would be going at people, not negatively, but I think too much about it. Then he come up to you and you'd be totally different.
Right. Facts.
God showed me. Facts. God be like, look, man.
Humble yourself,
don't
boy.
Don't sit there and talk about people. This
humble
person
yourself.
Gonna help you out. Yeah.
Humble
that happened
yourself.
The other day at the gym, actually.
Yeah, boy, it's real. Yep. It's real. But people don't look at it like that. They just quick to judge, but then try to say
exactly.
That a good person, though, you're unrighteous right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not living holy. But
yep.
Myself, we all, and that's why the book says everybody sins.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is perfect.
Exactly.
Nobody is perfect.
Happened the other day at the gym, like I said. Another guy, I looked at him. I was like, I don't know why he benching like that. Whatever. I'm looking at him. In my head, I'm judging. I can't say it out loud.
Right.
Logan
Facts.
Looked at me. She knew I was judging.
Facts.
Come up to me. He's like, man, you cool? Like the shoes off from Kelly. We started talking. I was like, man, you cool too? I was like, yeah, I don't know why I thought like that.
Who's the jackass now?
Yeah. And literally as soon as I got in the car,
excuse
I
was like, my friend.
I was like, man, God looked at me and said, Jamal, you better stop.
Right.
I was like, I don't know teaching why I keep doing this.
Everybody a lesson. He teaches us all. He teaches us all. But if
right
we're not
then
really,
and there.
If we're not paying attention, if we're not trying to change, if we're not truly trying to become a better person, when he shows you something and he tells you to do something and you don't do it, it's because you're not even listening. You're not even following him in the first place.
Yep.
Man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful how God works. Right. It's beautiful how life, like we said, where life and fitness go hand in hand because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Everything from fitness to building yourself up, making your mind a better place to be at,
yep.
mentally, spiritually, and then being in a place that's physically building you up. It's just, it's beautiful, man. It's
you gotta
beautiful.
Pay attention. That's beautiful. People that I pay it's attention beautiful. To everything.
It's beautiful. You can learn so much in so many different places because every place is a learning ground.
Mm-hmm.
Every place. But you have to be mentally open to
and willing look to
look at it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's, man, it's just, life is beautiful. Fitness is beautiful. If you don't like either one of them, something is wrong with you. But life is beautiful. Fitness is beautiful. And
I think people think that word fitness is like, okay, it's just weights. I don't understand how
right.
to be beautiful.
Right.
But you got to look at fitness and different
so many
aspects.
Different ways. I love it. Yes, you do. Because I'm glad you brought that up. My business, Soul Tie Fitness, LLC, it sounds fitness. Because that word, like you said, fitness is there. But my business, Soul Tie Fitness, is not about physical.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the mental mind. Because your mind is still having to be finessed.
Yeah.
So Soul Tie Fitness, which stands for strength only through you, fitness, which is strength only through your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when people think of Soul Tie Fitness and, oh man, I used to go hard in the gym. I still do.
I still go hard.
But my business was never for the physical. Mm-hmm. It was all about the mind, growing yourself in the mind. Being stronger in the mind. And if you want to train, I'll train you. And I'll probably outwork you too.
Yeah.
But if you want to outthink me, outread me, I'm going to beat you in that too. Because that's what my business is. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. So Soul Tie Fitness is about building your mind. Being physically, what's the word? Excuse me right now. Socially.
Yeah.
Strong. Intimately strong. Building your mind. That's what my business
is. That's what I try to explain to people. When I train them, I'm like, I didn't just get into working out and just pick up a weight and be like, all right, cool, this is what I work out to do. Working out calmed me down from being always angry. Confidence went up. Everything, how I think about things structurally and everything just changes.
Right.
So everybody got to think about fitness totally different. Like, I tell people that all the time. They're just like, oh, just come and work out and leave. You got to understand, like, it does a lot more than just, oh, you coming in, lifting the weight and leaving. But yeah, you gotta think about it way different like that. But I think that's why we're here to teach them how to think about how to think about it.
I'm here to learn too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to learn too. The teacher can be taught from the
of
student.
Course,
you
can
well.
Always learn.
Yeah, the teacher can be taught from the student as well. I'm gonna say it one more time. The teacher can be taught from the student as well. So just because you're in a place of teaching
doesn't mean
place,
you can't learn.
Right.
Yeah.
So even if you're teaching somebody, be in a place to receive learning from them as well. Because it's something that they have experienced, something they know, something they've done that you have not done and can teach you. No matter what aspect, no matter what arena, fitness, life, work, friendships, love, relationships, they can teach you something. But you have to be willing to open up and receive it.
Mm-hmm.
In a positive way. So, you're right. You are right, man. So, I really don't know, man. It's just Saturday. Today's Saturday. Let's get prepared for this week coming up. Get a good workout in, probably. I don't know. What you got planned for the weekend? St. Patty's Day?
Oh, heck no. I ain't going downtown. Now, I think a lot of people have been trying to get me to go downtown and stuff. I'm going to work out today, come home, and plan about business. That's all I'm going to do.
I got you.
Because I'm
got
tired. I don't like to... I don't... Right now, that partying scene and all that right now is not in my head.
I got you.
I know where I want to be, and partying's not going to get me there.
Right.
So I got to go ahead and cancel things out.
Right.
It sounds fun right now. It looks fun downtown.
Take some sacrifices.
I just don't feel like being down there.
Take some sacrifices. Yes. I understand. I'm right there with you, man. Like, trying to publish his book.
Yep.
It's in production. It's about to be done. See, I like that. Like you said, just keeping your mind focused on your goals, your dreams, and just like, man, yes, I do want to travel right now. Yes, I do want to go to Jamaica right now. Yes, I do want to go on a cruise right now. But it's time to, I'm hungry.
I heard this song. He said,
I'm hungry.
He said, I want to go to Jamaica, but I got to make sure there's a bag move first.
Even with even with the SoTop Fitness, even with your personal training, even with your online training, you still focus for something that's even more than what you already have. But you're still humble. You're still thankful for the little bit. You're thankful for the small business right now.
Yeah.
But it's growing. And then you're about to do the watches. Then I got the clothing line. Like that having that focus. It's serious. It's serious.
I look at it like this. If I have the focus now, then later on, I can travel with my family and build it. I can go out and do all that. If someone hit me up and say, you want to party? I'd be like, sure, I got the time now. I can do it.
I done worked hard enough to where now I'm still working. But now if I got to stop work for an hour to go with my family.
Yeah, we can go.
Or we can go with my family and probably still work when I'm with my family. Oh, yeah. Now, that time has paid off now.
Because I want to show my kids that. I don't want to be like, all right, y'all go party and everything. And then later on,
they struggle.
Come back and then got to work around your 30s and 40s.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, work now.
Right.
Where we can relax and kind of lay back a little bit later.
Right.
That's what I want to do.
Right. And I wish I would have learned that early. I wish I would have had somebody to teach me and tell me that.
Me too.
Instead of partying. Instead of chasing girls at that time. But really focusing like, what do I want my future to look like?
Heck yeah.
Like, I do want to own my own business. But what do I need to do now while I'm in middle school? Yep. Honestly, that's what I'm going to tell my son. What are you going to do? Probably even in elementary school, I tell him that stuff now.
Yeah.
But I really want him to understand it and grasp it in middle school. So he's like, when I graduate, I already know what I'm doing. Because I've been training, I've been teaching, I've been learning since I was in middle school.
I wasn't taking nothing serious.
I wasn't trying to party. Yeah, and I still play sports. And I still did karate. And I still went to that Lego building class. So yeah, I want him to have that mindset. Like, I can do all this, balance it out, still be a good person, you know, to my teachers, my classmates, my parents.
Yep.
And still hustle for everything that I want. And still be at, you know, the biggest word, at peace.
Yep.
Because you're not trying to drown yourself so much when you're doing everything, yes, but you're mentally drained. And I said it the other day, do not become spiritually dehydrated. Yes, you're achieving everything physically, but your mind is still wasted.
Think about
your soul is wasted. It's tired. It's exhausted. That's the worst place to be in.
Yep.
That's the worst place to be in.
That's why, like what Eric Thomas says, he gets up early in the morning. His first hour of waking up, he just pray. He just talk to God. That's all it is.
Give him that strength for that day. Give him that strength. Give him that strength for the day. And the Bible says it too. Don't quote me on the scripture. I'm sorry. But it just speaks about that today has enough for itself for you to be worrying about tomorrow.
Yes.
You have to worry. You get through the day first before you worry about tomorrow. Yes, we do plan for our future. Yes, that is true.
But I understand that, because I do plan for the future, but I ain't so tight on that future, because I know God going to change it somewhere.
Somewhere.
So I just focus on today.
Yes.
Like, today is
the present, the current situation that you're in. You're focused on that. You're focused on today, but you still have knowledge and wisdom that tomorrow is a possibility that it may come. So yes, I understand what you're saying. I do. I definitely do. So that makes a whole lot of sense, man.
What you got going on for the weekend?
Same thing, man. Just really just focusing, focusing. I'm glad we're here today, though, doing this, putting out the first episode of the Tyrell and Jamal show.
Yep.
Where life and fitness go hand in hand.
Dude, I feel like we're going to get so excited about this. It's going to be like two episodes a week.
Man,
gets to that point, I'm ready.
I'm with it. Especially when we get that new spot. That new spot. And when that comes.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for that.
I'm telling you.
Sorry for the dog in the background. She gonna bark. She just got something to say, too, I guess.
Hey, I'm about to say. She got a life.
Got something to tell us.
She walks. She does all that, too, man. So, yeah, man. But.
So, I guess starting off, we're just gonna talk about what got us into it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, just go from there.
I meant to ask you that too, because that was something that was on my mind. I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're actually doing the show, speaking about how life and fitness go hand in hand, we done said everything that we done said up until this point. Mm-hmm. How did you get started into fitness? Like, what was the turning point for you to say, I need to start physically getting myself together?
I would say right before high school, I was always a smaller guy. But my mom was always into fitness and stuff too. But first thing was, I have a little sister. She looked at me in a gym and how dedicated I was and stuff. So bringing her and stuff, I guess that kind of showed her how it keeps you focused on something.
Right.
But really the main part, that three things or four things probably. One, being a sister. Second, some guys from school, we used to hang out all the time. They was like, man, let's go see the gym after school.
Right.
I was like, whatever, cool. I don't care. I didn't really think about lifting at the time. But it got addicting after I done that workout with them.
Okay.
We just did bench press that day. I didn't do nothing else. Never bench press in my life. Never touched it. Never knew how to do it. Tried it out. Liked it. After that, we lived on post, so the gym was free all the time.
Right.
I used to just go to the gym to play basketball and leave. I didn't give a crap about working out. Seeing the weights, whatever. But after that day, I always went to the gym. But really, what physically, after I saw my body kind of change,
mm-hmm.
Plus, I was trying to join the military, and I had asthma. It was, what did they call it? They call it physically induced asthma.
Mm.
Basically, being lazy.
Right.
I was just sitting around.
Right. That's the good word for it.
But no, I had that, and I was like, man, I really want to join the military, so I got to do something to change. I stopped playing basketball. Not stopped playing basketball, but I cut back on hanging out and stuff. I was like, there's a time I got to do.
Thank you.
I was like, this is the time. I got the free gym. I got work at 12 to 5, whatever. Then I can go play basketball and stuff.
Right.
I started getting super serious. I was like, man, 8 in the morning, I got to take my sister to school. I ain't going home no more to go back to sleep. Because I used to take my sister to school, go back home and sleep, go to work, and then try to squeeze in an hour after I come home.
Dang.
I was like, nope, I can't do that no more. Once I drop my sister off, I'm going straight to the gym.
Right.
Every single day, I was in the gym. Even when I met Logan, she was like, what are you doing? Why are you going to your gym so much? I was like, I got to change.
I got to go.
And of course, people judge me from the start. It's like, why are you going to your gym so much?
They're going to be mad.
Yeah.
They don't understand what mm-hmm. you're doing. They don't understand the vision, the goal, the something that you're striving for.
Yeah.
Until they're like, dang, well, I see why you were going to the gym.
They ask me all the time, why are you going? Jamal, you doing this wrong? Of course, I was learning because I never knew about trainers.
Hard knocks.
I was like, I don't want a trainer. I looked most of the stuff up and I just added on to it. I ain't know nothing about supplements. I ain't gonna lie. I was taking protein as a pre-workout. Didn't know what the heck that was. I took BCAA as a pre-workout. Didn't know what that was. So yeah, once I just started dedicating, I felt like I was achieving something.
Right.
Every time I came home, right. Mom was like, I see that right. You went to the grocery store by yourself. Got all your groceries. Meal prepped them all by yourself.
Growing up.
I was just getting everything. And it helped me calm down because after my grandma died, I was always super angry. Fought in school. I was not paying attention.
Right.
I was always angry. Me and right. my mom butt heads. Me and my dad butt heads.
Right.
But working out really calmed me down. I don't know why, but it keeps me calm. I can think in there. Literally, I shut out the whole world and I'm fine.
It's just me against me.
Yes. I can plan out things in there. I'm calm. That's where I am.
I understand.
That's what got me into it. And then now, just it's routine. I love it. Everything about it. I still feel that same
lifestyle now.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything with life. I mean, even outside the physical gym facility, I feel like it's fitness for me too.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
Walking my dogs. I want them to be healthy.
The discipline.
Mm-hmm.
The discipline.
Like if I don't go, I don't feel complete. I feel like I'm overthinking. I'm doing something. Like that's why I just stopped drinking. People ask me now, why you stop drinking for it? Dude, it's affecting my body weird. I don't like it.
Right.
Set me back 2 weeks. You drink once, it sets you back 2 weeks in the gym.
Right.
I don't like doing that.
Right.
It can't go backwards. I need to go forward. So
Only.
I was like, I stopped drinking. They don't understand that. Of course, they look at me and be like, John, just one drink. Nope. Not even a sip. Don't want it. Don't need it. It's not in my fitness goal.
Right.
So that's pretty much all that got me started. Getting Logan started and seeing how it changed her and made her happy too made me really look at it and like, man, this changed people's lives. Like they love this.
For real.
And like you said before we even started, it changes in different ways. It changes in different ways. So it doesn't even just start out to be, oh, workout. it changes physically, mentally, spiritually, everything.
Right.
Because it brought us closer. Because she was like, I get to spend time with you and see how hard of a worker you are in the gym, outside the gym. My mom started coming to the gym with me. My dad started working out with me. My little sister, she might try to sometimes.
Right.
But she still comes with me. So that's what I love. Like, I see everybody come around me and they're like,
right,
I want to work out. Hey, I'm going to drive all the way from, like, my hometown. I have some buddies I grew up with since elementary, like, little.
It brings people together.
Mm-hmm. They ask me, oh, I want to work out with you. I'm going to drive all the way to Georgia to come work out with you for real.
Because they see the change in you.
Mm-hmm.
They see the change in you. And it's not just that you're becoming a different person. It's just you're growing.
Mm-hmm.
You're growing. And I don't mean just growing in age, but in just the understanding of what true happiness and peace is. Prosperity. Not speaking as in wealth. Because mm-hmm. I learned today that wealth doesn't always have to mean money. It can mean your character.
Yeah.
So you're just growing as a person, and it's beautiful. Like, fitness is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. And I definitely understand the part about you being angry, because that's how I got into it. Was I had my daughter, got lazy, and I'm like, man, I just really don't, you know, just kind of pushed it aside. Always played sports, like mm-hmm. you said, always played sports, always was doing something at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just got to a point where I had my daughter, just was lazy, really wasn't doing nothing, got fat. Eating good food all the time too. I'm talking about that southern food
that satisfied me.
That southern food. But just started eating, got fat. Still try to play sports, go to the gym. I just constantly heard,
mm-hmm.
"Dang, Ty, you getting fat? Ty, you can't do that no more. Ty, you can't. You're not fast no more. Ty, you." I'm like, bro, I'm tired of telling me I can't do something.
That sits in the back of your head, man.
Like, yeah. What, mm-hmm. man, bro? I used to do this. You're right. I probably can't do it right now, but I'm gonna change that.
And why are you on that? That's the same thing people told me. Jamal, you're too small to build muscle. Your frame not going to hold muscle. Because I was like, I want to be... Ever since I was little, I was like, I want to be like Superman.
Right.
To be honest with you.
Right.
I wanted to be muscular.
Right.
It was like, your body frame can't hold that. You're never going to be that big. You might get a little bit big, but you ain't going to be that big. I told my mom and all, and I was like, I want to be 200 pounds. Friends around me, you're not going to get that big. Then I got that big now. It took me a while. I don't care how long it took. I got 200 pounds now.
And I said I was going to do it.
And now everybody looking at me like, man, I got to work out with you. You're big now. Dang. Right. I'm like, come on now. You said you couldn't, but I'm not going to rub it in their face now. I'm just going to be like, all right, let's go. I'm glad you finally listened to me now of all the techniques and stuff of the medication I was in there.
Right. And that's just how it started. Like, it was telling me I can't. So I got one of my partners. He was playing arena football at the time. And he was always training. I'm like, bro, this man chiseled. Boy, this man is lean. This man cut. He's mm-hmm. strong. Started training with him, started getting me in shape, but then he moved out of town. And I was like, well, I can't stop now. Like, I already started. You're not going to tell me I can't, and then I prove you right by not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I just went to the gym and started just going, researching, like you said, trying to learn, just working out, just doing, trying, looking at myself, trying to say, hey, this is what I want to look like.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I'm going to do it. I already saw it happening before it even happened. And I just kept working. I kept working. I kept working. Like you said, it was hard. Things happening. I'm like, but I gotta go. Gotta go. I gotta go. I have to achieve this result.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I started seeing the results. I started seeing the abs show, the change, how strong I was getting my arms. Now people complimenting you. Same thing. Wanting to work out with you. Exactly the same thing. Going back to the gym. Now I'm like, boy, Ty, you fast. Boy, Ty, you jump. Boy, what you been doing? Well, I've been in the gym. Getting right.
Mm-hmm.
Been getting right.
Mm-hmm.
And like now they see it. And I ask you that, and I say that to say, is that the same way it is with life and achieving goals and trying to be, in this case, wealthy, as in leaving generational wealth? Because mm-hmm. I also learned that today, too, that wealthy can also mean that you leave a trail of income, finances, resources for families greater than you from behind.
Mm-hmm.
That could mean wealthy also. But do you use fitness as a way to push yourself in life also when it comes to achieving goals like that, or being a good father, or being a better brother, or being a better husband, or just being a better person in character when it comes to reading more books or anything like that? Does that push you in life situations as well?
I'm glad you said that, because I thought the same thing a while ago. Sometimes the same energy I put in the gym is not the same energy I put into life, but I have those days. But
that's good.
I do use that same energy on different days as to be a better brother, to be a better boyfriend or a husband or everything. I try my best to do that. Like you said, we're all not perfect, but I really do try to use all that for life. Can't think of an example right now. But what about you?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I believe that if you put that same effort into being successful and being a better husband, whatever, that same, mm-hmm. like, I have to make this work. Like, I'm going to take those chances to do what I want in life. The same way you go hard in fitness, mm-hmm. everything becomes better. But if you take those days off, we'll be like, oh, well, not today. Oh, well, yeah, I'm kind of mad today, so not today I'm not going to be a good wife.
I get you.
Or, not today I don't really want to be a good father, so I'm going to be late on practice. Or I'm not going to feed him a perfect meal. Or I'm not going to be a good brother, so I'm not going to call my sister when I know she just got out of the hospital. Or my brother's sick. Or my brother's birthday is the day. Or, like, if you don't push yourself in that area, eventually you're going to slack in fitness too, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not, because
then you're not going to hold yourself accountable for that. So you're going to think, oh, if I slack off on this, I can miss a few days for them gym.
Right.
I get what you mean by that. Yeah, that is true.
So you have to have that same 100% energy mm-hmm. in all areas. And that's where that balance, like we said earlier, that balance comes back in.
Because that's how I think about weights and stuff. People are like, man, Jamal, why do you lift so heavy? You're going to hurt your back. It's not, I'm not really thinking about the weight, to be honest.
Right.
I put on weight up there. And I try to pick up as much as I can.
Right.
I keep just going from there.
Right.
If I can't, then it won't pick up. But most of the time, I stop thinking. I just pick it up anyway.
Just do it.
So same thing in life. I don't think too far into it. I'm going to go do it and achieve it. Push until I get it. Same thing with the gym. I'm going to keep pushing for that weight until I get it. And I'm going to just keep going past it.